How many of you have seen the movie A Quiet Place? Now, it came out last week, and it, I think it was number one the first week it was out. Last week it was replaced by a Dwayne The Rock Johnson movie. I can't remember the name of it. Debbie hasn't been here for doing movie reviews for 2 weeks because of Jewish religious holidays, but I have a suggestion. I've seen the movie. Go see it. It's I don't think there's anything objectionable in it. I believe that you could bring teenage children to it. Now, you may not want to expose them to what the monster looks like, but having said that, no, Ann, go see it. And I'm going to tell you why you need to go see it. Again, none of what Gracie Clark wrote a moment ago and was describing is by accident. Now, part of Civilization in Six Words is also going to focus on some familial roles, one of them being dads, fathers. Again, I'm not going to give it away, but all will be apparent once you hear or see it. Why is this important? Well, if you go watch the movie, for the first time in as long, I'd have to go back in my mind years and years and years, and I'm still trying to think of what I would assign to the, when was the last time you actually watched a film that did not have, there were no hidden messages in it that were to promote lesbianism or homosexuality or social justice warrior or any of the other progressive atrocities mankind is besought by today. When is the last time you watched a movie or a TV show and actually went, wow, I admire that, that was a good role model father figure? Well, if you go see A Quiet Game, you're going to see one. Maybe this is why the film is going to remain popular, because people, in their intelligence, in our intellect, you know, we're programmed in for the good, the true, and the beautiful. And if you have goodwill, if you've used your free will for good, you know the good, the true, and the beautiful when you see it, and you should be naturally attracted to it. Well, you're going to see it in this horror film that is a horror film, but it is also, it's a moral film. There's a story that's being told here that, I think his name is John Krasinski, is the guy that wrote it, and he stars as the dad, and he's the director. It's just, it, folks, it's brilliant art. It's art. It really is. You know, and the more I think about it, after having read A.C. Gleason's review of it this morning, which really stirred this up, the more I think about it, the more I think, wow, that is art. That is film. You know, that's an example of what movies, film can do to convey the good, the true, and the beautiful. Go see it. I'm telling you. Now, I don't want to give it away, but there's a couple of things happening in this movie that you're not supposed to happen in Progressive America 2018. Number one, John Krasinski as the dad is a good man. He doesn't have a secret life like Stan Marsh's dad on South Park. He's a good man in an extraordinarily difficult set of circumstances. It doesn't look as though at one time he was a wacko or a war protester or who knows what progressive perversion of a good man he could have been. He just looks like a good dude. Now, the film, the art part of the film is the silence part. There's only four lines of dialogue in the whole thing. You won't miss the dialogue, though. Let me just tell you. You're actually going to say, I kind of like the silence. So he starts the movie with the concept that the father figure in the movie is the good guy. Now imagine that. And he's a good guy. And look, we don't have to have the Johnny Cash. Well, we know he's a good guy, but you know he's a bastard. You know he's got a drug habit or something. You know, we don't have to have the biopic. Let's peel the layer back and prove that he's a worthless lout because he's a man. That does not happen in this movie. Thank heavens. Again, John Krasinski has just made a beautiful piece of art here in this movie. And yeah, it is scary as Hades. You will be scared. And I think that there's two points here. Now, what is Mike Church's famous saying about children these days? The demons are ascendant. They come for the children, and they won't take no for an answer, right? I think what Krasinski has done here has put the demons into the movie, and they do come for the children, and they won't take no for an answer. Now, I'm not going to get no spoilers or anything, but I believe that after you go see A Quiet Place, you're going to walk away going like, Mike was right. The demons are ascended. They come for the children, and that's what this movie is about. Now, they'll take the adults too, but they want the kids. They want the children. Now, there's a twist in here that if I were to tell you, would spoil the whole thing, so I'm not going to say anything. So you got a dad who's a good man. And he's courageous and he's heroic. Now, I'm going to shock you even more. Are you ready? Mr. Church, please, you're giving the movie away. I'm not giving the movie away. I'm going to shock you some more. Not only is John Krasinski, not only does he play a good father, wait for it. Emily Blunt is a fantastic mother. She's not a harlot that we know of. She's not all tatted up. She doesn't have secret aspirations to lead the family farm because she's having to wash clothes by hand or anything of the sort. Again, there's a twist here. I'm not going to tell you what it is. Well, when you see it, you'll figure it out. The children are kids. One of them's a teenager. They're acting like teenagers act. It's not a rebellion or anything of the sort. There's love here. And again, there's another twist that Krasinski had to have thought about when he was writing this. This is a movie about, at the end of the day, this is a movie about family. That's what he's made. I'm telling you. And upon sober reflection, after you see it and you gather your wits back about you, after having been scared off the edge of your seat, you're going to start thinking that you just watched a movie about the beauty and the joy of family. You're going to see it right there in that film.